when Simin Shin Yud were up to Siv Gimel, we'll be doing Gimel and Dalid. Gimel bein bi iser achila bein bi iser tiltul. Kol dover shal yoroi bein hashmoshes, im ira bo dover shin iskalkul bo bayom, v'chosur v'nitgan bo bayom, chosur lehetero. Aval dover shal uktze bein hashmoshes, osur kol ayom. The way Muktza works is as follows. If something was in a roi at the beginning of Shabbos, even though during Shabbos it became roi, so we would say that since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Muktza, there's the halacha of Muktza Machmas Isser, then hol viskatsoi lebein hashmashes, viskatsoi lekula yom. Now, what does this mean, lemaisa? So this means, let's say you had something that was not roi, that was roi ben hashmashes, became non-roi, and then became roi again. The case is, you had food that was sitting outside and it got wet. And right now it's something that nobody would eat. And then the sun came out, dried it, and now it's edible. The halach is, at that point, it's mutter even b'achila, since when Shabbos came in, it was edible. It only became inedible during Shabbos. And then once it came, once again became edible on Shabbos, that is muktza. Mr. Brewer here goes into the case of a mila knife, the knife of a mohel after mila. Now, mila is a very interesting thing in that the knife itself is muktza because it's muktza machmas chasaron kis. He would not use it as a butter knife. And a knife, that any delicate piece of equipment, we say is muktza machmas chasaron kis and has no heter tiltul. On the other hand, what it's miyuchid for is bris mila, which is docha Shabbos. Nevertheless, what we say is that until the bris, it's muktza. During the bris, he can use it, and afterwards it becomes muktza again. The question is, what do you do? So, first of all, there it's not shaykh in muktza l'chatzi Shabbos. Be'etzem, it's muktza for the whole Shabbos. It's just that mila is docha Shabbos. So the same way you're allowed to do malacha for mila, you're allowed to actually move muktza for mila. However, the Taz says that what he can do is immediately after using it, he can go ahead and put it away in that room, and that's it. It shouldn't be dangerous, but in that room, you can't carry it elsewhere. The Magen Avraham sheet is that once it's in his hand, he can continue carrying it to where he wants to put it. The Elio Rabbe adds that he can even give it to another person. So, for example, when the mole puts down the knife to do Priya, he can pass the knife on to someone else who's allowed to keep walking with it and put it exactly where it belongs. La halacha, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out. A pashtus is that a person could be makel and passing it to someone, but once you put it down, meaning once you put everything away, you shouldn't go be moving it for the rest of Shabbos. We do not say that since it had a heter on Shabbos, it's mutter for the whole Shabbos. Further, Sivdalid. Grogris v'tzimukim shayu muktzim u'kshegiyah ben hashmoshes kfar nesiyapshu. We said that if a person takes grapes and figs and he puts them to dry until they actually become dried figs and raisins, they're mos, so it's dachi b'yodayim and lo chazu, and that makes it muktz even though it's food. So what happens if he did that? It was dachi b'yodayim v'lo chazu and it became usable just before Shabbos. The truth is that when Shabbos came in, it was already edible. Even though when Shabbos came in, the owner wasn't aware of it, so you could say that he was makatzi his das from it. He was mesir das. The teretz is, the halach is, we say, since in reality it was chazu, so the fact that he didn't know about it does not make it muktzah.